Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Go on and close your eyes.
Oh, I love this one.
Go on, imagine me there. She got similar features. With longer hair, and if that's what it takes to get you through, go on and close your eyes. It shouldn't bother you.
Dude, I remember right when I was in high school, man.
You never had
right when she first came out, you will remember this radio station, KY102, which was sort of the classic slash current rock station here in town back in the day, Max Tenton and Moffitt. They started playing Melissa Etheridge music. Rod, turn that one back up, man.
It's so good.
Oh, my God. And they really got into Melissa Etheridge.
Curiosity kills. If you can read the signs, go on and close your eyes. Imagine me there. She got similar features with longer hair.
Yeah, KY102 really jumped on the Melissa Etheridge bandwagon back in the day when she first came out. From Leavenworth, singing the national anthem Sunday night at Arrowhead Stadium. Did you reach out to her yet? Because I want to get her on the show. I am reaching out to her as we speak.
Here's the deal. You know what annoys me among all of the things that annoys me about this team coming into town? Chris last night was on his phone, shocker, on Twitter, and he went to I'm trying to remember the major newspaper, and one of the, you know, he was looking at the local coverage of this game. Okay, he does that a lot because he knows people in the other markets and that kind of
thing.
He was looking at the local coverage. If you go to any of our television stations today, certainly if you go to the Kansas City Star, and you look at the most viewed stories, which is always on that right-hand column, okay?
Sure. All right, let me guess. They're all Chiefs.
Every single story that people are talking about and looking at, they are covering it. It's all Chiefs.
Keyword to cash is cover, C-O-V-E-R, 72881.
Cover, really? Cover. How apropos. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all Chiefs.
Run for cover.
Chris looks up, and it was a big TV station, like whatever the big Boston, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he goes, come look at this. And I come over and I'm like, what? He's scrolling through their website.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about the game. It was
really
local news, politics, sports, weather, but not this game, just whatever. High school, I don't know. He goes, you have to go down here. And it was like the equivalent of like the lifestyle section of the Kansas City Star in the 90s. You know, page E9 for the first story about this game. He goes, and I go, why? And he goes, been there, done that.
That's a good point.
I just don't think it matters to them like it matters to us.
Well, keep in mind, this is their eighth AFC championship game in a row.
How many times has KU been to the Final Four?
Oh,
And probably when a dozen, probably that a dozen team comes or more to the Sprint Center, okay, so Lawrence East, when that team comes here, people flood to watch that team play. They cheer, they scream, they travel. My goodness, people travel to Atlantis to go watch that. I don't even know where that is, and people go there.
Atlantis?
Yes.
It's a resort in the Bahamas.
I think we are just a bigger sports town than any other town.
I would agree with you on that. However, I would also point out, if KU, for example, just to use
you get my example. KU's been there, done that, and
I do sort of.
Everyone covers it.
But let me point this out. If KU had been to the Final Four, which is what the championship game, the AFC championship game is, it means you're in the Final Four of the NFL, okay? If KU was going to its eighth straight Final Four, a little bit of the chrome gets polished off. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe.
And it's like, oh, KU is going to another Final Four. That's great. That's fantastic. KU doesn't go to the Final Four every year. The Patriots go to the Final Four, the AFC Championship, every year since 2011. It's 2019. They go every single year. After a while, you're like, well, of course. That's what they expect. They expect to go to the AFC Championship. We haven't been to the AFC Championship since a guy named Joe Montana was the quarterback. And it's never been held here, ever. And I'm 47 years old. I'm just a little bit younger than the team itself. And the team has never had an AFC Championship in Kansas City.
You're asking about superstition. Someone just wrote in, my dad, who passed away in 2002, used to never wear underwear the color of the opposing team. That was his superstition.
Okay.
Whatever works.
Just don't wear underwear.
Or just don't wear underwear. Like,
chicks dig me.
Yeah.
Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
What is the purpose of underpants?
Wow.
Seriously.
You're a man, Scott. The purpose of underpants is to prevent the P-dot.
Okay, could we please?
All right.
Really? Wow.
I didn't say it.
Wow.
I didn't say it!
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not gonna get into this with you, Rod.
I'm looking up Melissa Etheridge, begging her to save me from the last 2 minutes that I cannot get back.
You know, this is how you end up getting taken off the air for 2 years. You remember the Stevie?
I'm sorry you asked me a question. I answered the question.
Do you remember the Stevie Wonder joke?
We're not bringing that up again either.
Do you remember that?
Never did get an answer.
Do you remember what happened to you after you told the Stevie Wonder joke?
It wasn't a joke. It was a question. And well, yes, I remember.
What happened? You were taken off the air for 2 years.
Well, until that boss lost his microphone.
Mrs. Etheridge. Does her mom still teach at the high school in Leavenworth, I wonder? You know, her mom was an English teacher at the high school.
Aww.
Even after she made it big, Mrs. Etheridge still taught at the high school.
Aww.
Yep.
Well, but think of all of the local super famous actors.
Riggle, Sudeikis.
Parents all still live here and do their thing. Sudeikis' mom's a travel agent.
What's his face? What? Oh, my God.
Or Rudd, pardon me.
Paul Rudd. You know, even after he had made it big, his mom used to be a saleswoman here at the radio station. Gloria is her name. And his dad, God bless him, he died years ago of cancer, I think. His dad, Mike, Paul Rudd's dad, was my travel agent. He had a little travel agency on the plaza. Yeah. They kept working even after he had made it big.
Would you keep working, or would St. Margaret keep working if you like won, I don't know, $40 million?
Well, St. Margaret's retired.
I know, but would she like keep living her best life here, or would she do something different? Would she travel more?
Well, I'd have to give her money. I'm not sure I would.
Oh, my God!
I'm kidding! I am so kidding. I would send Rod and my mother on a all-expenses-paid trip to Turks and Caicos so they can finish what they started. That sweet little romance that budded in the TNC.
We already went. We had a good time.
That's all you do?
Some things are just better left one and done.
Oh, my God. We're in trouble. If your dad died, would you want your mom to remarry?
If it would make her happy, but I don't think she would. I think my mom is your mom.
Like she would never date again?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Like if Craig died, you think your mom is finished? Like no way in hell?
No. I really don't think so. I mean, if it would make her happy, it wouldn't bother me. But I really don't think so.
Would you want your mom to come to you for permission to date again?
No. No. That's the notion of that has always bothered me. That if you are an adult, which they are beyond adults, that they should have to ask their children for permission to do anything.
I'm not saying I would.
Except, wait, let me couch that.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Except run off with the Nigerian they met online who loves
now,
them
wait a minute.
And wants them to send them $20,000.
But what if her brother in Christ from Nigeria makes her happy? Isn't that her business?
No, because I think that starts butting up against fraud.
But he's her brother in Christ.
Right, yeah.
Did you not read the email?
And see, that's the problem. They're adults. We've talked about this. Like, they are adults. They have the right to make the adult decision to squander their fortune, which really is eventually your fortune.
Whoa!
Don't you remember that guy that called in and said his mom met whatever his name was?
That's not your money.
Well, eventually it would have been his money.
And no, that's not your money.
Correct, but it is fraud. It is fraud.
No, he's a brother in Christ.
Oh, good Lord.
Wish you would open up your mind and your heart. You don't think your parents' money is your money, do you?
No, but I also think if there is fraud involved, the family has the right to say,
let's just talk about this. All right, wait. So your mom cannot date a Nigerian prince who is her brother in Christ.
Who wants $300,000.
Let's say, per the conversation I think we had on Wednesday, let's say a strapping young 30-year-old starts courting Big Juicy.
And he has no job.
No.
But he treats her well.
Craig, God forbid, has passed on to the next life. We'll see him in heaven.
Well, he doesn't have a job per se, but he is training really hard for the Fortnite championship
that's coming up. That's right. That's exactly right.
He's got a chance to win it. He really does.
He sure does. And he plays darts at the bar down the street.
Well,
he's 30 years
old. Poker night on Thursdays.
But he treats her really well. And he says nice things about her. They seem to be very happy. He holds her hand,
mm-hmm.
cuddles with her.
He plays guitar, you know.
Holds her hand all the way to the bank.
You'd step in on that one, too?
Well, she's an adult.
That's right.
See, it's interesting. When it's someone else's mom, it's easier to say, well, you got to step in. It's like taking the car keys. When it's your own mother,
kind of hard, isn't it? Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Rebecca Crockett.
Happening now on KMBZ, the city prepping for another round of winter weather. More next.
Comfort, safety, affordability. That's what you want when you're looking for a new car. And that's what you get when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. I'm driving the Kia Sportage right now. I am absolutely blown away by the incredible upgrades that Kia has made over the last 5, 6, 7 years. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. And if it's gadgets and options you like, we all do, Kia has more for the money. Man, I'm finding that out. More bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay, and so much more. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, and that's so important, by the way. I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself. Then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
3:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Rebecca Crockett. MoDOT is getting ready for the nasty weather tonight. District Maintenance Engineer Linnell Luther says they will pre-treat as much as possible as long as it's not raining too hard at the start, and then go back and reapply later.
Once it does start slowing down and snow stop, then we'll be applying more material. But again, with the temperatures being at single digits, tomorrow morning, that does reduce the effectiveness of it.
Forecasts are calling for 2 to 4 inches of snow in the metro tonight. And the Park Hill School District issued a safety alert today after a child was approached yesterday by unknown people. The district says the boy attends Tiffany Ridge Elementary School, and after getting off of his bus, a man and a woman pulled up in a small red car. The man asked where his mom was and offered to take him to her if he got in the car. A neighbor also saw the pair and the car. Kansas City Police said they would increase patrols in the area. Traffic and weather together next.
Messy weather in the forecast, folks. Please be careful if you're heading out and about. As we're moving on through the next few hours, rain developing here in Kansas City. Temperatures will start to fall, and we're going to see that rain mixing with and switching over to some snow through the evening time. And as the night goes on, with an increasing wind from the north and northeast, giving us some blowing snow. Snow accumulations of a general 2 to 4 inches for Kansas City, a bit more possible. And the winter weather advisory continues. Snow showers through early Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
37 at KCI, 36 in Blue Springs, and 37 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Rebecca Crockett, News 98.1, KMBZ.
Can't fight the temptation when you get the vibration. Won't do it, no.
Don't forget, we got Festive Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Go ahead. What's up?
Did you hear? God, you think you're having a bad day. That there is a police officer recovering today after he was bitten by a drunk man outside of a bar. Happened in Kansas City, Kansas. Police officer was responding to a disturbance call, as you can imagine.
Where was this?
KCK. Ooh. Look at the bite. We'll post it. Oh, gross.
Oh, he got his fangs in there.
No, he took a bite out of this police officer's arm. He's going to have that indention for a while. A bartender at the establishment near 6th Street threw out the drunk patron shortly before 1 a.m. The man then head-butted the bar's glass window until it broke. Sounds like PCP, not drunkenness. When officers arrived to take the guy into custody, he sunk his teeth into the officer's left arm just above the elbow. The chief says the man has been charged with felony battery on a law enforcement officer. I think you got to get like a rabies shot for that.
I don't think most humans have rabies.
All right.
Look how foggy it got.
Yeah, the weather is not good.
You can barely see the cars on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Oh, okay. Story here from the Kansas City Star. Telephone number here is 576-7798. That's what I'm good for. The vast majority of LGBT students in Missouri and Kansas face hostile environments in school. According to a new report released this week from the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, the vast majority of LGBT students in Missouri and Kansas face hostile environments in school. Among the many findings in the National Schools Climate Survey was data showing that 85% of LGBT students who responded to the survey in Missouri and 84% in Kansas quoted regularly hearing homophobic remarks in school. In addition, 36% in Missouri and 27% in Kansas reported being physically harassed because of their sexual orientation. I thought we had moved past that. I thought that, like, at some of these schools, there were the Gay and Lesbian Alliance, and they have these clubs now that, you know, kind of like the math club and the science club. You got the gay club. And I thought we had gotten past that.
You know, I don't know. I think these kids deserve nothing but love and support, and you would not wish that journey on anyone. I think it can be a beautiful journey with a very happy, productive life on the other side of it. But do you remember age 13, Scott, and how awful?
Sure,
13 is awful for everybody. You throw that into the mix, you know, kids can be cruel. And is it worse here? I don't know. I would love to have a parent going through that call in if you're willing to do it, or maybe if you've been through it and you're out on the other side of it. Because I think it probably is easier once these kids get into college and move on and out into maybe a larger, diverse environment. But I don't know. I think this is going to come down to town by town. Where do you live? And also class by class, Scott, you are going to have classes that are more tolerant than other classes.
What do you mean?
You know, I was thinking about this last night. I was talking to my girls. We had this story, and it's on podcast in the 5 o'clock hour last night about one high school and this dance team. And this poor girl on this dance team that was horribly treated, okay? And I was talking to my daughters about it in the kitchen last night. I said, have you heard about this? And they said, yeah, we heard about it. Was this girl? And they were mean to her because she was black. I said, yes. It was much more than that, but yes. And I gave them some examples of what happened. And my oldest daughter said, oh, my God, that's terrible. And then she stopped and she looked at me and she said, and I was so proud of her for this, she said, why didn't anybody say anything? And why did the other parents go along with it? And this is why I bring this up. Things like this are going to vary class to class, friend group to friend group, sport to sport, parent group to parent group. Because I wondered when we talked about that story yesterday, Scott, and this is not me saying our school's so great or your school's so great. I was trying to put our situation with our group of kids in and somehow, like, what would have happened if this had been at our school? And I just, in a million years, I'm telling you, this would not have happened. Somebody would have said, and I said to the girls, and I sent them the article, you know, you always be the person that sticks up for this child.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
Under every circumstance, you are the person that sticks
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
And if you feel boxed in and you can't speak out, you come to me. I'll burn it down. You come to me.
Burn it down by
always.
The offender's house.
I just love saying that because that's Allie Raisman's quote, burn it down. So it's going to depend, and it comes, and this is the same thing with the LGBT kids. Who are these kids in that class? Who are these kids in the yearbook club that kid's involved in? Who are the kids in the theater or drama club that year? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, some of this, and this is sickening and sad, some of this is luck of the draw. And that also transfers to where you work. Do you work with a horrible human being who is intolerant? I mean, that is a crapshoot in life, is it not?
No, but yes, it is. But I thought the younger generation was supposed to be the more inclusive generation. We went to dinner last night at Panera, and I remember sitting there with my mother, who is almost 74 years old, okay? She is from the pre-civil rights generation, okay?
Yeah.
So if she had some slightly offensive views, while not acceptable, I might be able to kind of write it off and say, well, she's from that generation or whatever.
Yeah.
We were talking about the very same topic you were talking about, this young lady at Blue Valley Northwest. And it came up for conversation between all of us at the dinner table last night at Panera. And my mother looks over at all of us and goes, who thinks like that? My mother was disgusted, as I was, during the conversation yesterday about how this young lady at Blue Valley Northwest was treated. And so, and by the way, my mother's from New York and Massachusetts, which is not exempt from any sort of racist behavior. And my mother is saying, who thinks like? I mean, my mom was offended for the way that this young lady was treated. Who thinks like that, she says. But I thought we had even advanced even further over the years, where the young generation today, our kids, have no problem with somebody being gay, have no problem if somebody's a little bit different. Am I wrong?
And it's
is that
bigger.
Pie
it's
in
a
the sky?
It's a little bit bigger. I would say have no problem speaking out when others are marginalizing that child.
Because I think you
that's the bigger thing.
You and I can remember when we were growing up in the 80s, homosexuality was still taboo.
And you knew. You knew there were one or two kids struggling.
Well, you knew there...
And do you know what?
Why do you use the word struggling?
Because back then, they were struggling.
With coming to terms with what
people
they...
people didn't talk about
well,
it.
Well, you're right.
They certainly whispered about it.
And to be called a...
Yes. Those things back then, and I don't know today, Scott, I would like to think it's, what, 80% better? Back then, kids did not, I am loud and proud, this is who
no,
I am.
No, you
just,
did not do that.
And I think you knew that, well, yeah, of course he's gay. But nobody, you just, I mean, that was the days of deeply closeted.
It was also the days of AIDS. And so people were scared.
There was certainly. I think that was part of it. I just think we didn't know how to handle it, and we didn't have this open dialogue about it like we did today.
Well, but if we do, Dana, to your argument, if we do have this open dialogue today, why do we still get stories like this that say lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender students are still feeling harassed at school? Why are we still getting these stories? If we've moved past it, if we've opened a dialogue, to borrow your phrase, if we've opened up this dialogue and it's accepted, maybe not completely understood by some people, okay? Let's just say some people still have a problem with it, and that's okay. That's okay. If it's not, let me backtrack that sentence. If we've made these inroads, we've moved past this, why am I still reading stories like this?
Here's why. You have 300 kids in one graduating class, okay?
All right.
240 of those kids just don't care. It's not a big deal. Free to be you and me. Let's say 40 of those kids would rather just ignore it and not talk about it, and it makes them really uncomfortable because that's the kind of house they were raised in or grown up in. And then what's left? 10 or 20 of those kids are bigots.
Okay.
And so those kids make life impossible. You have one or two of those kids in that graduating class that is the bully. And so then you do this survey, and I'm trying to figure out why the results would be as bad as they are. Then you do this survey and say, have you been harassed? I would love to know, if you get into the weeds of the numbers here, of the 300 kids in your graduating class, has your overall experience been okay? Has there been one or two kids that are just horrible human beings, because that's probably how they were raised and their parents are probably horrible human beings, that have made your experience a nightmare? Is that what we're talking about? And I'm not saying I hope that it is, but is that why the numbers are the way that they are? Or are you saying your entire experience was awful because the majority of these kids still just don't get it?
5767798. Tim, Amy, the others, hang tight. We'll get to all of you in just a moment. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Dana Wright here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Yep, even in weather like this, because they have great safety features on those cars. They have great luxury features on some of those cars. And luxury, some of that stuff's standard now, like heated seats, heated steering wheel. I had to laugh. We got my daughter a very affordable used car, and it came with heated seats. I said to her, It's the dead of winter. I said, I think I was 43 years old before I had heated seats in my car. You can get a wonderful, safe, reasonably priced used car, especially if you have a teenage driver, a newer driver, and you don't want to break the bank. We certainly didn't. You can get one of those cars used at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit and save, save, save. And it gets even better this month. They are axing the tax on all used and new cars. So if you are in the market for something more affordable, you still don't have to pay sales tax on that car, which means you are going to save even more money in the month of January when you go into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. They will axe your tax when you go in right now and buy any new or used car at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. And don't forget, if you're in the market for something new, you can get a brand new car for you. They will pay your sales tax. And all of those new VWs come with that 6-year or 72,000-mile transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. Hands down, that is the best warranty on the market today. Head on in to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
Don from the Henley. I got a call today.
I got the call today. Didn't want to hear, but I knew that it would come.
Tim in Lee's Summit. Tim, what are you doing, man?
I'm driving in fog.
Yeah.
Be careful out there.
Dude, yeah, how bad is it, man? It looks awful.
It's a little dicey. It went pretty dark.
All right. Well, be safe, my friend.
So, yes, to answer, Dana is right on the money, because even being just slightly younger than you guys in my late 30s, we were more open to that even back then. But that one kid who probably makes it horrible, just like we have family members who like to purposely forget that my wife is not a nurse, but she's actually a doctor.
Okay, so you are saying that you... Wait. Do you paint with a broad brush because people make that mistake, is what you're saying?
Right. So what I'm saying is like, I have family members who would be the same way. They would hammer our opinions because we don't have a problem with people who are gay. But that same group of people like to accidentally forget that my wife is a doctor and call her a nurse all the time.
Like, she's a female doctor?
She's a female doctor, yes.
Like, yeah, a D-O-C-T-O-R?
She's a doctor, and she went to medical school.
But they'll call her a nurse.
Like a doctor? A nurse. But
stop.
She's a
Scott, woman? Stop talking! Stop it!
It's a joke. It's from the new Will Ferrell movie.
It's not funny. It wasn't funny the first 40 times you've said it.
It was funny then, and it's funny now.
Tim, thank you for the call. Someone just wrote in, and I do believe and I hope in my heart that I was right when I said what I said about this survey. They said, I cannot believe I'm going to say this, but I agree with you, Dana. I have a gay stepson. We just had a conversation about his negative interactions with people. He claimed everyone hated him because he was gay. But when I asked him, how many people did you really interact with, okay, during the day, versus how many were really negative toward him, he realized only one negative interaction, follow me here,
okay,
affected his view of everyone. And that's what I'm saying about this survey, Scott. If you ask your average high school student, how was your experience in high school as a gay student? And they say it was awful. That's what I'm saying. Was it awful
like
because
one
all,
apple spoils yeah, the whole
was it,
bunch?
Yes. Was it awful because all 300 kids in your class were awful? Or is it the one bigot or the two? And I'm not saying those two are okay. Those two color your experience. And when you're in high school, the one rotten apple will soil the bunch. Whereas as adults, Scott, we are more likely to say, oh, that person's an idiot. Yeah. I can brush that off.
Yeah.
But in high school, did we have the tools to really look and say, okay, my overall experience was actually not that bad, but those two people were horrible to me.
Let me give, and I know we got to get to the news here.
We all do it.
I'll do this in 10 seconds. I can do it with you. Watch this. When you think back of your high school career or middle school career.
I said I hated junior high.
Because why?
Three girls.
That's right. That's exactly what I was going to get at. You were bullied by three members of your class.
Yep.
A class of 150 maybe.
Sure.
But those three bad apples ruined your middle school career.
Yeah, I look back and I always say that. I wouldn't go back to middle school if you paid me $1 million.
Because of three girls.
Isn't that funny?
Yep.
And I know I had good times in junior high school.
But three girls ruined it for you. Three girls out of 150 kids.
Isn't that interesting? We ought to keep talking about this because we all do it.
That's fine. We'll keep it going after the top of the hour. Keyword to cash this hour. I need your first reaction.
Okay.
Mark.
Hamill.
Wow, I went with Gospel Up. Okay. Mark, M-A-R-K. Text that in to 72881. By the way, I like yours better.
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker. Message and data rates may apply. Mark, 72881. Newsroom, here is Rebecca Crockett.
Happening now on KMBZ, a meeting with a top North Korean official prompts a big announcement. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.